I want to take you back to a specific weekend because it was one of the lowest points of building this business, and I think some of you are sitting in your own version of it right now. This was when I first started out. I was trying to build my own website. I spent an entire weekend on it, and I remember sitting there at my table crying. Real tears. Tears of pure frustration because the whole thing felt impossible and I could not find my way through it. And here is what I want to be honest about. That weekend was not the end of it. It was the beginning of it. I played around with websites for more than a year after that. I had tried everything, and I mean everything. Squarespace, Wix, Showit, WordPress, Framer, the new AI website builders as they showed up, one after another. Templates I bought and could not bend into the thing I had in my head. Builders that looked so simple in the ad and then felt like a foreign language the second I actually opened them. More than a year of this, I have used them all. And when the tools did not work, I went looking for a person. I sat on Upwork, I sat on Fiverr, I scrolled through contractor after contractor, trying to understand a language I did not speak yet. What is a landing page, really? How many pages is a website even supposed to have? How do you index a blog? What is the SEO that is supposed to wrap around all of it? Which plugins do I need on the WordPress backend? And is it categories or is it tags? And does the difference even matter? Plugin after plugin after plugin. Yoast, SEMrush, on until it all blurred into one single feeling, which was that I was going to have to become a web developer to have a website, or I was going to have to spend thousands of dollars I did not really have. So I spent the thousands. I am going to be honest with you about that, a couple thousand dollars on a website. And here is the part that still sits with me. After all of it, the money, the weekend, the tears, the site still did not feel right. It still took too long to update. It still did not do the thing I actually needed it to do. That was my story. It might be your story right now, and I want to name why this matters so much, because it would be easy to hear all of that and write it off as perfectionism. It was not. Your website is your digital front door. It is your digital real estate. It is the visualization of your reputation. And for a service-based business owner, it is very often the exact moment a potential client decides whether you are serious and whether they will pay you what you are actually worth. That is what I was fighting for at that table and could not reach. This is not really a story about web design. It is a story about whether the front door of your business represents you. So, let me tell you a different one. Not long ago, I rebuilt my entire brand website on a single plane ride, Nashville to San Francisco. By the time I landed, seedinsociety.com was live on its new home, faster than anything I had ever paid for, and it cost me $0 a month to host. I did not write one line of code by hand. The distance between that crying at the table weekend and that plane ride is the whole point of this episode, and I am going to walk you through exactly how I crossed it. What I had, what I built, what is inside it, and why owned infrastructure is now the cheaper option and not the expensive one. Welcome in. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let me pick the story up where it had gotten more sophisticated, because eventually I did land on a setup that looked, from the outside, like a real website. I had a Showit site that I liked the look of. Showit is a beautiful drag and drop builder. I made the leap during a Black Friday sale and bought a template, $700. I also had a WordPress blog plugged into the same domain because Showit does not have a real native blog, which meant I was paying for two platforms that had to talk to each other and never quite agreed on anything. That setup ran me about $500 a year, and then it turned out not to be as simple as it looked, so I hired a designer just to place the copy I had already written myself. Another $500. The pages loaded fine. The site looked good. From the outside, nothing was obviously wrong. Here is what was wrong from the inside. Every single time I needed to make an update, it was a headache, and it took time I did not have. A simple builder like Squarespace, which is still where my speaking site lives, you can move around in. Showit felt like I needed a design degree just to change a line. It was never a few minutes, and it never came out looking the way I actually wanted. The accessibility configuration was its own nightmare, and there was no clean way to make sure the site truly worked for the people who need accessibility the most. I also did not own the code. The Showit pages lived in Showit's database. The WordPress posts lived in a hosted WordPress account. If either company changed its pricing, changed its features, or shut down the tier I was on, I had no recourse except to pay more or migrate everything by hand. That is not paranoia. That is what owned versus rented actually means in practice. I have said it on this show before. The audience is yours. The platform is rented. The same logic applies to your website. There was one more problem, a technical one. And I want to be specific because most service-based business owners never think about this layer. Drag and drop builders usually render their pages by stitching together code in the visitor's browser. Search engines can crawl that eventually, but they do not love it. AI assistants like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude, and Google's AI overviews struggle with it even more. If you want to be the business that gets named inside an AI-generated answer, the technical underbelly of your site matters. Fast page load, clean HTML server-side rendering, real metadata, structured data, the models can actually parse. Most drag-and-drop builders hand you a beautiful surface and a difficult underbelly. And the underbelly is what decides whether the AI can find you at all. So I decided to rebuild on a plane, partly because I wanted to know if it was even possible, and partly because I had been writing about Claude Cowork for weeks and had not yet pushed it on something this big, even though it had already built me a beautiful landing page for everfreely.com in minutes. It was time to test what I was teaching. Here is the stack I used, and I want you to hear the whole thing because the specifics are the part most build your own site advice skips. Next.js 14 with the app router. Next.js is the framework. It is what most modern professional sites are built on, and it produces server-rendered, fast, search engine-friendly HTML. You do not need to know what any of that means to build with it. Cowork knows. Versal for deployment and hosting on the free tier. Versal is the company that made Next.js, and the free tier is generous enough to run a site like mine indefinitely. If I ever outgrow it, the paid tier is $20 a month. Compared to $500 a year for the old setup, even the upgrade path is cheaper. Supabase for the blog database, free tier. Supabase gives me a real database that the blog agent writes to and the site reads from. A real database means I own the data. The articles live in my Supabase project, and if I ever want to move them, I export them. They are mine. an RSS feed pulling in from Captivate. Captivate hosts my podcast, and the site pulls the feed so the latest episodes show up automatically. No double posting, no manual sync. I do pay $19 a month for Captivate, and the analytics alone are worth it to me, especially since I am hosting 5 shows for the 5 languages this podcast publishes in. The newsletter embedded inline. Most service-based business owners send people off-site to subscribe, which is the exact moment people bounce and forget. The embed lets someone sign up without ever leaving the page. Conversion goes up because friction goes down. A blog agent that writes 5 articles a day straight into Supabase. This is the piece doing the most work. It runs on a schedule, generates SEO-optimized articles in my voice, and saves them to the database. And they publish automatically. 5 a day adds up to about 150 a month. The site builds authority while I sleep. Accessibility compliance to WCAG 2.1, AA standards, end-to-end. That covers screen reader compatibility, keyboard navigation, color contrast, alternative text, semantic structure. Building it in from the start is dramatically easier than retrofitting it later, and if you are building for a global audience, accessibility is not optional. It is the bar for being a serious and responsible business. And JSONLD structured data. This is the metadata standard that tells search engines and AI assistants what your content actually is. A blog post tagged correctly with structured data is far more likely to get cited by ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Claude when someone asks a question that post answers. I have talked about the citation game on this show before. Structured data is how you win it. That is the stack. Now let me tell you how it actually got built. I started a Claude Cowork session. Cowork is Anthropic's agentic assistant for complex tasks. It is not a chat window. It is a workspace where Claude can plan, take steps, run code, edit files, and report back while keeping you in the loop. I described what I wanted in plain language. The full site, the stack, the accessibility requirements, the structured data, the connections to Captivate, Behive, and Supabase, my brand colors and fonts, the pages I needed. Cowork made a plan, showed it to me, asked clarifying questions, and started working. Behind the scenes, it was using Claude Code to generate, modify, and deploy the actual files. I could watch it happen. I could intervene. I could ask why it did something a certain way and get a real answer, not a black box. Anthropic also has a product called Claude Design. It lets you describe what you want a visual interface to look like and get a working prototype back. And you iterate with conversation, inline comments, direct edits, or sliders Claude builds for you. When you are happy with the design, you hand it to Claude Code and the build happens. For service-based business owners who have been paying designers $1,000 a project for landing pages and pitch decks, that changes the math. The prototype that used to be a designer fee is now the first hour of a session. So the short version is this. I described the site. Cowork orchestrated the build, Code wrote the actual files, and somewhere between Nashville and San Francisco, I was deploying to Vershal and watching seedinsociety.com load on its new home at server rendered speed. Now let me put a real number on what I just described. If you handed that exact build to a developer or a small studio, the custom site, the database-backed blog, the integrations, the accessibility work, the structured data, you would be looking at somewhere between $20,000 and $35,000 from an agency, $40,000 and up. I want to be honest about how I know that. I did not get a formal quote and write someone a check. That is simply the market rate for a build at this level. And I have spent enough time in this world to know the number holds. I did not write a single line of code. The site cost me a few hours of conversation, and it costs me nothing a month to host. That gap between what this would have cost and what it actually cost me is the entire point. Let me tell you what the new site beats the old one on, because this is the part that matters when you are deciding whether this is worth your weekend. Server-rendered HTML, so the page is fully built before it reaches the visitor's browser, and every search engine, every AI assistant, every accessibility tool can read it instantly. Real SEO, because the structured data and the clean code and the speed all feed search rankings. I own the code. The repository lives in my own GitHub account. So if Versal disappeared tomorrow, I could redeploy somewhere else in an afternoon. The lock-in that came with Showit and WordPress is simply gone. And the whole thing is fully crawlable by every AI assistant, which is how potential clients are actually finding service businesses now. Let me pause for one quick thing. A website is one piece of infrastructure you can own instead of rent, and it is not the only one. The highest value move is knowing which part of your business to build or automate first. I built a free tool for exactly that, the AI Employee Report. You answer 11 questions about how your business runs, and it gives you back a personalized roadmap, the specific work AI and automation should be carrying in priority order. It takes a few minutes, it costs you nothing, and it is at audit.seedinsociety.com. The thing I want you to take away is not you should use Next.js. Maybe Next.js is right for you. Maybe a different framework fits better. The takeaway is that owned infrastructure is no longer the expensive option. It is the cheaper option, the faster option, and the option that puts you in control of your own brand presence for years. The economics have flipped. Drag and drop builders made sense when you did not have access to developers. Now you have access to Claude Cowork, Claude Code, and Claude Design, and you can do something similar with other tools too. You do not need a developer. You need a clear description of what you want and a few hours of conversation. So here is what I would suggest. Do not try to rebuild your whole site this weekend. Pick one piece, the blog, the landing page for your highest converting offer, the lead magnet page. Build that one piece on this kind of stack, ship it, and get a feel for how the pieces fit together. Once one piece is running, the rest is easier. And here is the part most people do not think about. This is also a service you can sell. Once you have done it for yourself, you can do it for clients. Service-based business owners who are paying agencies $5,000 to $20,000 for a basic site are looking for someone who can do it cheaper, faster, with the AI readiness built in. That someone could be you. And if you are a web designer listening to this, I want to talk to you directly because this is not a threat to you. This is your competitive advantage. There will always be someone who wants it done for them, who does not want to touch any of this themselves, and that has not changed. What has changed is that you can now take your real website building expertise, the eye, the judgment, the structure you already have, and direct the AI to make it real in less than 5% of the time the same build used to take you. The expertise is still yours. The hours just collapsed. That is leverage, and the designers who pick it up first are going to outrun the ones who treat it as competition. The skill stack you build here does not just save you money. It opens a whole service line. I want to go back to that table one more time. The tears. The task that felt so impossible. I was ready to either become a web developer myself or hand over thousands of dollars I did not have. That was not one bad weekend. That was more than a year of my life, on and off, trying to get the front door of my business right. And I am not going to tell you a website is ever truly finished, because if you have one, you know it never is. It is a living thing. Mine still needs updates. The difference, the whole difference, is what an update costs me now. It used to mean reformatting and re-editing, moving canvas after canvas, block after block, trying one layout and then another, repositioning everything, and still not landing where I wanted. Now, when I want to change, I tell Cowork what I want. It drafts it for me, and I push it live with one simple command. The website is still a process. The process just stopped costing me my weekends. That is the distance AI closed. And it closed it for everyone, not only the people who could already afford a way around it. The same Vercel free tier exists for someone building from Cape Town. The same Supabase free tier exists for someone building from Bangkok. Owned infrastructure used to require a developer and a budget, and you have heard what that budget really is, $20,000 and up. Owned infrastructure now requires a description and a few hours to start, and a single command to keep moving. That is more money you keep, more time you save, and more options for what you build next. Because the same stack that builds your site can build your client portal, your lead qualifier, your internal tools, your products. Once you can build one, you can build the next 10. If this episode gave you something, get on my free newsletter. Every week, I send practical breakdowns, step-by-step guides, and fresh lists of grants and speaking opportunities straight to you. Go to newsletter.seedinsociety.com and add your name to the list. And if it helped, share it with someone who needs to hear it and rate and review wherever you listen. That is what carries this show to more people, and it genuinely makes a difference. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.